గ్రంథరా శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 4 చాప్టర్ 29 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 76-77 యథాతృణ జలుకేయం నాపయాతి అపయాతి చ నా తేజేన మ్రియమానోపి ప్రాగ్ దేహాది మతిం జన యావదన్యన్న విందేత వ్యవధానేన కర్మణ మనయేవ మనుష్యేంద్ర భూతానాం భవభావనం. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ పర్ఫార్డ్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తివేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదుకి. ది క్యాటర్పిల్లర్ transports itself from one leaf to another by capturing one leaf before giving up the other. Similarly, according to his previous work, the living entity must capture another body before giving up the one he has. This is because the mind is the reservoir of all kinds of desires. తెలుగా ఇంగ్లీషా అడుగుతారు అయితే రిపీట్ ది క్యాటర్పిల్లర్ ట్రాన్స్పోర్ట్స్ ఇట్సెల్ఫ్ ఫ్రమ్ వన్ లీఫ్ టు అనదర్ బై క్యాప్చరింగ్ వన్ లీఫ్ before giving up the other. Similarly, according to his previous work, the living entity must capture another body before giving up the one he has. This is because the mind is the reservoir of all kinds of desires. Purport. A living entity too much absorbed in material activity becomes very much attracted to the material body. Even at the point of death, he thinks of the present body and the relatives connected to it. Thus he remains fully absorbed in the bodily concept of life. So much so that even at the point of death, he doesn't want to leave the present body. Sometimes it is found that a person on the verge of death remains in coma for many days before giving up the body. This is common among leaders and politicians who think that without their presence the entire country or society will be in chaos. This is called Maya. Political leaders do not like to leave their political post and they either have to be shot or obliged to live by the arrival of death. By superior arrangement, a living entity is offered another body, but because of his attraction to the present body, he does not like to transfer himself to the next. Thus, he is forced to accept another body by the laws of nature. Prakrute kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa ahankara vimudatma kartaham iti manate. The bewildered spirit soul, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, thinks himself the doer that is actually carried out by nature. Material nature is very strong. In the material modes, force one to accept another body. This force is visible when the living entity transmigrates from a superior body to an inferior one. One who acts like a dog or a hog in the present body is certainly forced to accept the body of a dog or hog in the next life. A person may be enjoying the body of Prime Minister or President, but when he understands that he will be forced to accept the body of a dog or hog, he chooses not to leave the present body, therefore he lies in a coma many days before death. This has been experienced by many politicians at the time of death. The conclusion is that next body is already determined by a superior control. The living entity immediately gives up the present body and enters another. Sometimes in the present body, the living entity feels that many of its desires and imaginations are not fulfilled. Those who are overly attached to their life situation are forced to remain in a ghastly body and are not allowed to accept another gross body. Even in the body of a ghost, they create disturbances for neighbors and relatives. The mind is the prime cause of such situation. According to one's mind, different types of bodies are generated and one is forced to accept them, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Yam yam vapisparan bhavam tedantante kalevaram tantamayveti kaunteya sadatadbhava bhavita. Whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, that state he will attain without fail. Within one's body and mind, one can think as either dog or a god, and the next life is offered to him accordingly. This is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Purusha prakriti stohi bhunkte prakriti jan gunan karanam guna sangasya sad asad yoni janvasu. The living entity in material nature thus follows the ways of life, enjoying the three modes of material nature. This is due to his association with the material nature. So he meets with good and bad among various species. The living entity may transmigrate to either a superior or inferior body according to the association with modes of material nature. It is associated with the mode of ignorance. He gets the body of an animal or inferior man. But if you associate with the mode of goodness or passion, you get the body accordingly. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Urdhvam gashyanti sattvastha madhya tishtanti rajasa jaganyaguna vrittistha adho gashyanti tamasa. Those situated in the mode of goodness gradually go upward to the higher planets. Those in the mode of passion, they live on earthly planets, and those in the mode of ignorance go down to hellish planets. The root cause of one's association is the mind. This great Krishna conscious movement is the greatest boon to mankind because it is teaching everyone to think always of Krishna by executing devotional service. In this way, at the end of life, one may be transferred to the association of Krishna. This is technically called Nitya Leela Pravishta, entering into the planet Goloka Vrindavan. Bhagavad Gita explains, Bhaktya Mama Vijanati Yavanishyati Tatata Tataman Tatata Jnatva Visate Tadanantaram. One can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead as he is only by devotional service, and one is in full consciousness of the Lord. By such devotion you can enter the kingdom of God. After the mind is completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness, one can enter the planet known as Goloka Vrindavan. To enter the association of the Supreme Lord, one has to understand Krishna. The process of understanding Krishna is devotional service. After understanding Krishna as he is, one can become eligible to enter Krishna Loka and associate with him. The mind is the cause of such an exalted position. The mind can also get one a body of dog or a cat. To absorb the mind always in Krishna consciousness is therefore the greatest perfection of human life. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnana Anjana Talakaya चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति स्वापदान्तकम्. जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्याप्रभुनित्यानन्दप्रियद्वैतगदाधारिप्रियाभक्तवृन्दे. हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. इन these two slokas and the long purport, the substance is that the mind, it decides everything what is going to happen to us. So we can take the association of the mind, just like we take the association of sadhus, we take, we associate with scriptures, so we associate with family members, and most association we get from the mind. Because with friends we'll spend some time, with books we'll spend some time, with sadhus we'll spend some time. But mind is always with you, going with you everywhere, wherever you go. And you don't know why different minds function in a different way. As many people are there, as many minds are there. All of us think very different, no? Even in Krishna consciousness, we are all devotees. But the mind is made in such a way, unceasingly. Like I wonder, I have kept some 30-40 devotees here in the temple. So 30-40 devotees are staying in the temple. And how do they engage themselves? Okay, I cannot go with everyone everywhere. What is Joshna doing? I cannot get into her room. And what is she doing all day? Because I have my duties. I have to do my things. I'm supposed to correspond with my leaders. I have to correspond with my peers, my colleagues, and I have to also read books, and as a temple president, like giving class, or how the program should go on, or what alterations the temple needs for better service to the Lord and His devotees. You don't think where I will break the wall, where I will do what. Because you are not authorized to do that, no? You just need to temple management. You are only worried about my room. What do I need in my room? I need a bed, I need a almirah, I need this, that. And you are not worried about what is going on everywhere in the temple. Just like you are worried about yourself, you are not worried about the whole world. Krishna, He tries to take care of the whole world, whereas we are trying to take care of ourselves. And if at all, if some people are our subordinates towards whom we have some responsibility. So if you are a mother, you have some children. Children don't go here and there, or others don't come and try to teach them the good manners, the good habits and so on. Because Krishna is arranging the mother to teach the children those things, no? Similarly, each guru has several disciples. And it is expected that the disciples go back to find out, or the guru should find out or look into what's going on with their life. Not even, otherwise, in the city, there are lakhs and lakhs of people. You don't poke your nose into everybody's life. You are not responsible. You have your family, you have your office, and you have your circle, that's all. That's all. And you try to do a good or bad job, mismanagement or management. No? If you know yourself how to be in the mode of goodness, if you know what are the progressive values of life, which way we have to go in life, if you know, that's why the Bhagavatam says, Guru na sushyat, Janani na sushyat, Pita na sushyat, Daivam na sushyat. He says, don't become father and mother, don't become teacher, don't become guru, don't become leader. If you cannot deliver your dependence on the cycle of birth and death, the only business in human life is to clearly come to the understanding that this world is very, very miserable place. Very good. This world is very, very miserable place. This is called education. If you are intelligent, if you are educated, if you are experienced in life, suppose you are 45, 50 years old and you have undergone some education and you have some intelligence, everybody, you have some intelligence, some education and you have gone through life for 45 years, 50 years and a question can be put to each of you. Lakshmiji, your age is 25 and your MSc B.Ed. and you know some things like stitching, cooking, teaching. Who will ask you? According to the aggregate, your intelligence, your education, experience, what do you think should be the business of life? So the question is asked, so I think, what do they think? Then people, depending on their knowledge and experience and intelligence, they come out. I think to take good care of my family members, that is the best thing I should do in my life. And somebody may say, because I am a good teacher, I should educate as many students as possible because Krishna has given, God has given me this talent to teach. So somebody is talking about taking care of the home, somebody is taking care of educating the students, and there are people like Gandhi and Mandela and people like that. There is injustice going on, injustice going on in this world. No, to fight with the politicians is not an easy thing. They have police, they have power, and they can just ignore you because they are very big people and you are just one citizen. So you want to go and complain to about district collector, who cares? Nobody will listen to you. He is a district head. He is just one ordinary person. But if you are a very serious person trying to do good to the society, you may have to take up this crusade. You know, the crusade. You know, Jesus Christ was crusade. You know, he was put nails. You know, yesterday only we celebrated Christmas. Did we all celebrate Christmas today or not? Yes. Because what did Christ say? Love God with all thy heart and soul. Maybe Christians celebrated Christmas by drinking and by eating goats and sheep and goats and chicken and all that, drinking, doing all nonsense. But really, we celebrated Christmas very nicely. We got up early in the morning, we took bath, cold shower, with cold water, take shower, and we chanted, because Jesus Christ said, call thy names of the Lord, and thou shalt be saved. Jesus said, you just call on the names of God and the Lord will give you protection. Protection means in terms of everything. He will give you intelligence, he will maintain you, and he will lead you unto the light. He will lead you unto light means knowledge. So, we celebrated Christmas last night by getting up early in the morning, chanting our rounds, praying to the Lord, and then what are we praying? We are praying, Thy will be done, my Lord. Your law should prevail everywhere in this world. People are flaunting the laws of God. The result is that we get punishment. If you flout the laws of God, you get punishment. So, you should follow the laws of God. So, the point is, we are having good association only for a small time. In a day, 24 hours are there. You see how much time I am reading good books, how much time I am chanting God's name, how much time I am coming for prayers and worship. And what am I doing? What am I doing for serving the Lord? So if anybody examines their personal life, we see that we are not reading much. And our chanting is not attentive. We may be chanting, but our chanting is fragmented, interrupted, so many external, internal distractions. Internally distractions. I sit here. I'm chanting my rounds. I have some problem to solve. I'm thinking, maybe I'd put Almira there. Maybe there should be some partition. Chanting is going on. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Oh, Rajasekhar, I got a bright idea. This is called, no? But anyway, this is somewhat not so bad. Yeah, this is Krishna service sometimes. But generally we should try to do, just brush aside all your thoughts when you are sitting for 16 rounds, as much as possible. You have very nice thoughts coming. I should go there, meet that person. I should go to this area. I should collect. I should go here and preach. They're all there. Not bad ideas, but not during japa time. Japa time is just 2 hours. Nothing, no other thinking. That is called meditation. Only so then, when you chant for 2 hours without any disturbances, distractions, then your developed mind, when you chant nicely, your mind will develop energy, your mind will develop intelligence, because Krishna's name will give you intelligence. Then you sit down and you think, what are my assignments? What are my responsibilities? How best I can do it? So, we have 24 hours a day, 2 hours nicely, sit with devotees, so that we derive inspiration from each other. We all sit together to chant, and we see other devotees very helplessly, very feelingly, very lovingly chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. See how nice they are chanting. My mind is wandering here and there. How can I chant also nicely? So, like this. So, we are talking about the mind. Mind is the one which we associate with most. And the mantra, mantram, the Sanskrit word mantram is that which liberates the mind. Everything is there. So if you have a conditioned mind, if your mind in the mode of passion and ignorance, you may like to do good things, but your modes, you are in a wrong mode. So you don't know how to take good decisions, how to solve the problems. And what are the problems actually? You don't know. Because in mode of ignorance and passion, you have no power of discrimination. So we all have many duties, we have many obligations, and many things to do. But to know what are the right things to do, and to know how to do a thing very well, and what is the intention with which we should do our work, we do our work not to our satisfaction. We do our work to the satisfaction of Krishna and Vaishnavas. Whenever we work, generally we are all used to, it has become our nature. We work to our satisfaction. But we have to turn this around. I have to work to satisfy the Vaishnavas. So whenever we want to do something, check it out. If I do like this, well, Guru Maharaj becomes satisfied. Or Prabhupada will become happy if I do like this. Then immediately you will get good answers. But if you have your own vested interests, then you will not be, Krishna will just keep quiet. When you speak loud, Krishna will just keep quiet. When you keep quiet, Krishna will begin to talk. That's why devotees are mitavak. They speak only as much as necessary. Because in silence, you can hear to Krishna. Whenever, why you are chanting Hare Krishna? To silence the mind. Chanting Hare Krishna, it's not some sound, like any sounds at our workplace, we talk this, that and that. So chanting Hare Krishna is not a sound like that. So chanting Hare Krishna, that will bring your mind to spiritual platform. Chanting Hare Krishna will silence your mind. Why we are not attracted to Krishna? Because our mind is very strong and is inclined to the material world. That's why Krishna is completely ignored. Krishna is completely neglected. If you neglect Krishna, you are neglecting yourself. If you carefully take care of Krishna, you are allowing Krishna to take care of you nicely. This is the art of life. You neglect Krishna and you are trying to take best care of yourself. But you don't know nothing how to, what is your best interest. So, you take care of Krishna, Krishna will take care of you. You feed Krishna and you will get that back as prasadam. If you directly try to enjoy, if you try to work to please yourself, be assured that you are going to suffer a lot. సో వైరాగ్య విద్య సింప్లీ వర్క్ ఫర్ కృష్ణ. వెన్ యు ఆర్ నాట్ వర్కింగ్ ఫర్ కృష్ణ, కృష్ణ ఇస్ గివింగ్ యూ సో మచ్. వెన్ యూ వర్క్ ఫర్ కృష్ణ, వాట్ కెన్ బి సెడ్? యూ లవ్ సచ్ హ్యాపీనెస్, యూ లవ్ సచ్ ఆపర్చునిటీస్ ఇన్ లైఫ్, అండ్ యువర్ ఎంతూజియాజం విల్ డెవలప్ 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 లైక్ దాట్. సో అడ్వాన్స్డ్ డివోటీ మీన్స్ సైలెంట్, ఎంతూజియాస్టిక్, సోబర్, కంపాషనేట్. ఎంతూజియాస్టిక్, ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్ టు సబ్డ్యూ యువర్ మైండ్ వితౌట్ స్ట్రాంగ్ డిటర్మినేషన్, యూ కెనాట్ ప్రొసీడ్ ఆన్ దిస్ ప్యాత్. సో పీపుల్ లివ్ దర్ మైండ్స్ యాజ్ దే ఆర్ అండ్ దే వాంట్ టు చేంజ్, దే వాంట్ టు ఇంప్రూవ్, బికాస్ దే డోంట్ నో ద థింగ్ బై రీడింగ్ సమ్ బుక్, ద థింగ్ బై వాచింగ్ ది వరల్డ్ దే విల్ గెయిన్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్. No. You may not look at the world, you may not be a PhD, this and that, but if you're chanting Hare Krishna from within, everything will be real unto you. And you also understand who is what. So, mantra means that which delivers the mind. Now our mind is in the grip of the three modes of material nature. We are unable to do anything, unable to transform our life, unable to speak something useful to others, nothing. When you don't dig into yourself, and when you have not found it yourself, what do you expect? Same thing, that you make one mistake after the other. So we need education to train the mind, we need culture to uplift the mind, we need association to motivate the mind, everything. So this Krishna consciousness movement is trying to put Krishna in the center and try to organize everything with Krishna in the center. If Krishna is not there, your organization, the result is zero, nil. If Krishna is not in the center, your talents are just wasted away. You may think, but you are only in bodily conception of life, bodily concept. So devotees are undeclared leaders to the world. Generally leaders are elected, you know. Leaders are generally elected, you have seen. But real leaders are not elected. Real leaders are selected. Earlier leaders, they are made, they make their life. You know, in Delhi, Arvind Kejriwal is there. All these nonsense politicians are all there. BJP, Congress, this, that. Nothing is happening. But this Kejriwal is not some seasoned politician. He is just an IRS, Indian Railway Service officer. Very intelligent man. And then you watch the politician, they have money, they have power, they have followers, then they just suppress everybody. So people are disgusted with all this dirty politics. And then they saw, you know, people who have met Kejriwal meeting here and there. Yeah, this guy is so nice, so simple. He wants to, at Actually, leaders are supposed to work for the masses. No. Leader business is not that way. You become a leader, exploit people, take their money and take their labor, and then you have a good time. No. Leader, that's how leaders are made. Your heart bleeds for others. Yeah, you see people suffering, you see people suppressed. So Nelson Mandela, born leader, Gandhi, born leader, you make people drink liquor, you bribe people, the election time, give 1,000, 2,000, they can be vote for me. This is not leadership, you know. Leader is actually who can actually benefit the public. So father and mother, if they don't have knowledge, how can they do good to their children? The teacher, if he doesn't have right knowledge, what he can do? The leadership, if they don't know Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is the best leader. God is the supreme best leader. Anyone who wants to be a leader, you have to carefully study what Krishna is saying, what Krishna is asking us to do, and then you are a leader. So devotees are made, you know? They are all born. But when you associate with Krishna, when you associate with Krishna consciousness movement, you associate with Krishna conscious people, then you get an inspiration from within. And you really dedicate your life for the benefit of others. You really dedicate. That's why people become attracted to the devotees. This man is really my friend because he wants to make me free from anxiety. He wants to make me free from worry. And they want to get me the good fortune. They want to make me happy. So voluntarily, you want to become their follower. You want to serve them. And that way, as a group, you want to influence the world. How? By chanting Hare Krishna. This whole human civilization can be revolutionized. Now we are all lawbreakers. We are all like criminals. We are all like defaulters. Then how can you expect any peace or happiness? If you are a criminal, the state will punish you. Nobody will reward you or award you, you know. So, just understand, study this Krishna conscious philosophy. And if you have any humanity inside you, immediately you will wake up. And then you want to change your life. By your changed life, you will be able to affect the lives around you. Not this lip, just by big lectures, you cannot change the world. But by your life, when people see you, what are you doing, what are you? Because, yeah, nice, I should also be like that. So this Krishna conscious movement is the movement to make leaders, is the movement to educate others, and this is actually the need of the hour. People are looking for actually Krishna consciousness. Yesterday I was talking to Dhananjay Prabhu. I told him, no, now some good people are there in Delhi, Aam Aadmi Party. Meet them, no? Because they want to do some good. And they are not like these big politicians who don't see your face. Sonia Gandhi, who are you? She's not interested in these things. Because all politicians, except money game or kursi game, that's all. They don't care for public. But if some people have come from the public to become leaders, you talk to them, they will listen to you. Yeah. You're trying to tell us some nice things. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Dhirandara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Harinam Sankirtan ki.